It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Williams Arena on the campus of the University of Minnesota, Paul Ramel. We're in the upper deck broadcasting the state boys semifinal game between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Red Lake County Rebels. Red Lake County Rebels.
Dawson comes in as the 2 seed, and Red Lake County will come in as the 3 seed. Dawson Boyd has an overall record of 28-3, while Red Lake County is coming in with an overall record of 30-2.
I was just eating a cutie here, and I got caught in my throat, so thanks for covering it for me. I've changed my snacking habits from peanut M&Ms to cuties, thanks to Jason Boyd of the Blackjacks, when I sat next to him at the section meet in Marshall. Both basketball teams are on the floor. And Mitchell, how did these two teams get here to Williams Arena today? It's been a fun ride for the Blackjacks. Very competitive games yesterday. How both these teams get here?
Dawson Boyd won their first round matchup over the 7 seed Heritage Christian. They won that by a final score of 69-46. And Red Lake County defeated the 6 seed Goodhue in their first round matchup by a final score of 68-61. Red Lake County actually built a decent lead versus Goodhue in that matchup, and then Goodhue was able to come back and make it interesting down the stretch, but Red Lake County ultimately was able to pull that one out.
Yeah, well, we watched a little bit of that game, didn't we?
Yep, we watched the first half and then decided to leave and sit in a parking garage for about 45 minutes before we were able to get back out on the road.
Wow, I've never experienced that leaving Ramp A in downtown Minneapolis before. It was a traffic jam. We were on the circle things for a good half hour. So it wasn't easy getting out of the Ramp A yesterday in Minneapolis, that's for sure. And it wasn't easy finding a parking space today around Williams Arena where I usually park. That lot was full. The second lot where I usually park, that ramp was completely full. I'm going, there's more going on in the university than the high school basketball. This is crazy to have these huge parking lots full already. And then we found out the women's
Frozen Four
taking
place on the University of Minnesota campus today, actually. So
that's why we couldn't find those parts. And I wasn't the only one. A lot of Dawson Boyd fans, they'd roll down their car windows. Hey, Ramo, where can we park? I said, I don't know.
Yep.
And we lucked out, didn't we, Mitchell?
Yeah, we ended up getting a parking spot. The only thing that's a little concerning is it said to put the receipt in when we paid for it. It said put your receipt in your dashboard, and we didn't get a receipt. So it's about 50-50 whether or not that car will still be here when we get done with this game or not.
Yeah, well, it's my wife's car, so it doesn't matter. So.
Well,
anyway. Yeah, the people that parked ahead of us on the street, the lady said they must be out of paper in the parking meter because they didn't get a receipt either. So we hope our car is there when we get back. It was a good mile walk at least, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Got to walk around, is it Huntington Bank Stadium? The Gophers here on campus at the University of Minnesota, so that was cool to see.
Okay. All right. What else we got on Red Lake County Rebels? What can you tell us about them?
Oh, they come in as
champions.
They come in as with a record of 30-2. They their two losses are to Ada Borup West, and that was a 2-point loss early in the season. Ada Borup West, a state ranked team in Class A in Minnesota, and then they lost to Kitson County Central 63-53. That game was for their conference championship, and then. for Red Lake County. They are the Section 8 in single A. They won their section championship by defeating Goodridge Grigla. I'm not going to add this stuff, but Goodridge Grigla, 88-41. Boston, 75-47. Then they defeated Stephen Argyle, 60-42. And then they defeated Kitson County Central in their section championship by a final score of 68-40.
All right, and how about the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, Mitchell, Section 3 champions? And they've just had an outstanding season, haven't they?
Yep, they're 28-3 on the season. They come in as they're the ranked number 2 in the state of Minnesota at Class A. Their 3 losses this year to the number 1 team in Class A, Cherry. That was a 6-point loss. That was Dawson's second game of the season. We actually just saw Cherry clinch their spot in the section in the Class A championship game tomorrow with a 79-70 win over Nevis. And then the second loss for Dawson Boyd was what was their second? Why am I blanking on that one? Who just? Oh, the number 1 team in Double A, Albany. That's the other.
Yep.
Albany.
I should know that. I did that game.
That was a
St. John's.
That was a 20-point loss for Dawson Boyd. Albany, the number 1 team in Class A. They're going to play later tonight, actually, for a chance to clinch a berth in the Section 2A, in the Class 2A championship game. And then the third loss for Dawson Boyd, the number 2 team in Class B in South Dakota, Del Rapids, St. Mary. That was a 6-point loss on a neutral floor there.
Okay.
So those are the three good losses, I guess you could say that, for Dawson Boyd, the top-ranked teams in Minnesota and South Dakota.
All right. We are broadcasting live from Williams Arena, a very historic basketball arena. Look at the Big Ten banners up there. Not too many recent Big Ten championship banners.
Nope, looks like the most recent one was 1982. So.
And the first one was 1902. And, it's kind of a cool place, isn't it?
Yep, first time in the barn, so this is a neat experience. And, you know, we're up on the second deck right now. We're not down by the usual media spots, but got a great view of the floor from up here. And
yeah, we were supposed to, some radio and the newspaper guys just take over. It was completely full on media row on the gym floor. And so the media steward said that we can come up here. And luckily we brought our media passes because we got stopped a couple times.
Yeah, we probably would have been thrown out
if
we didn't have those passes. But
I like where we're broadcasting from. Listen to the Dawson Boyd fans as the Blackjacks come back on the floor.
And they packed out their side of the...
Yep, a lot of black and gold over there.
So the winner of our game between Dawson Boyd and Red Lake County... They will play the number 1 overall team in Class A and the number 1 seed in the state tournament, Cherry, at 11 o'clock tomorrow. The loser of our game will play at 10 o'clock from Gengelhoff Center versus the number 4 seed, Nevis.
All right, let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the Red Lake County Rebels, they're called. Number 11, Owen Shervestad. Owen Shervestad is a 5'11 senior guard. Number 12, Will Geitske. Geiske's a 5'11 junior guard. Number 14 is Luke Peterson. Peterson's a 6'1 senior post player. Number 20, Ethan Majerus.
I think it's Majors.
Majors, okay. 5'6 senior guard. And number 24, Connor Duden, a 6-foot junior guard. They're coached by Steve Fillon. Steve has been coaching the Rebels for 18 years. And their record is 30-2. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Red Lake County Rebels. For the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, their usual starting five. And number 0, Gunnar Liebel. He's a 6'2" junior guard. Number 3, Carson Stratmones, a 6-foot sophomore guard. Number 5, and he had quite a game yesterday, Brayson Boyk, 6'8" senior forward. Number 10, Drew Yomlin, a 6'7" senior forward. And number 12, Jackson Hasted. Hasted's a sophomore at 6'2" and a forward. And they're coached by head coach Corey Larson, assisted by Keith Stratmone and Dustin Yomlin and Jason Boyd. And a little delay here on the floor. I'm guessing they're going to introduce the starting lineups. So I think that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll probably take about a 3-4 minute break here as they introduce the players. And we'll be back with the opening tip-off in this state Class A semifinal game from Williams Arena right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here.
Law Office and Mediation Center, located at 677 Pine Street in Dawson, is a full-service law firm providing legal services in family law, real estate, criminal defense, bankruptcy, probate, and estate planning. If you are in need of legal counsel, call our office at 320-769-2150 to set up an appointment to meet with Attorney Doug Kluver, or you can check us out online at kluverlaw.com. You can rely on Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center to continue to be your local full-service law firm and provide professional and prompt legal services.
Boys State basketball coverage on Q92 brought to you by A&B Auto in Dawson, Highway 212 Liquor, Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, FM Bank, Fiesta City Liquor, Lean Lumber, Strand Agency, B. Johnson Electric, CCM Health, Heather Nursery, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Family Eye Care, Miller Services Incorporated, Mindak Roofing, Drewell Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Pizza Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Farmers Union Oil Company, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Heartland Motor Company in Morris, Olson Dray Service, Erickson Chevrolet, the Dawson Veterinary Clinic, Greater Community Credit Union, Madison Family Chiropractic, Dawson Drug and Gifts. State basketball action brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, the Dryer Doctors, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Nometown Grounds, Edward Jones and Company, Olson Plumbing and Heating, Anderson Tavis Funeral Home, Volkslager Concrete, American Surplus, Lee Motor Company, Swidzinski for House, Sather Building Supplies, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Genio Turkey Store, WD Tours, UFP Minnesota, our premier sponsor, Hoover Law Office, Myers Electric and Infrared, Cliff Bisman Incorporated, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martin's and Pioneer Seeds, The Rusty Duck in Dawson, Curis, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tim's Food Pride, and Grace Haven Assisted Living. Thanks for joining us for Boys State basketball action right here on Q92 with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silver.
Good. Hassan with the rebound. He's fouled. They're not going to call a foul.
Nope. The Red Lake County swatted it out of his hands and went out of bounds. Dawson will retain possession.
Boy, Hassan's getting some nice open looks underneath early on here. They inbound it to Yamlin. Down low. It's tipped away. Yamlin gets it back.
And he traveled with it.
Lost his balance. Drew Yamlin lost his balance. Turned the ball over.
Red Lake County is the only team this year to defeat the number one seed Cherry. Cherry, I believe now they're 30-1 or 31-1 on the season.
Here's Owen Shervestad. Oh, wide open underneath is number 14, and he scores. That's Luke Peterson. Somebody missed a defensive assignment there. And it's 9-6. Here's Hasted. Downloaded Yamlin. Yamlin double team, looking to pop it back out. He'll take it himself. Left-handed shot. Drew Yamlin scores his first point of the state semifinal game. 9-8.
Drew Yamlin and Jackson Hassett had to deal with foul trouble yesterday for Dawson Boyd.
Here's a three-pointer by Shervestad. No good. Off the backboard. Rebounded by Yamlin. And Drew will bring it across half court. It's a one-point lead for Red Lake County. Gunner Label. Down low to Boyk in the paint. Fadeaway jumper. No good. Rebounded by Geiske. 1 point lead for the Rebels, and they have the ball. Boy, the crowd is loud here at Williams Arena this afternoon. Here's a baseline jumper by the Rebels. No good. Hasted with the board. And Jackson will bring it down the floor himself. Jackson, the sophomore, kicks it in the corner to Yamlin for three. Yes! Drew Yamlin give credit to Hassett on that one, huh?
Yeah, that was a great job by Hassett. He got the rebound. He brought it all the way down the floor. Doesn't usually do that for Dawson Boyd. And then he drove baseline, was able to kick it to Yaman in the corner and knock down the three-pointer.
Well executed offense there by Dawson Boyd, and that puts the Blackjacks in the lead, 11-9 with 13:42 to go in the first half. The Rebels will inbound the ball underneath their own basket after the ball was kicked out of bounds by Yamlin. They get it in to Duden. And here's the number 11, Shervestad, drives to the basket, fadeaway shot, good. And we're tied 11-11.
34 points now for Shervestad.
Label, Gunner. Down low in the paint. Jump shot by Gunner Label off the back iron. No good. Tipped out to the free throw line. Picked up by the Rebels. 11-11 tie. 15 in the game now. Gullenrod. Geiske puts up a shot and it rolls in. And the Rebels take the lead 13-11.
Rebels having a great start shooting the ball in today's game. They're 6-9 from the field so far.
13-11 Rebels. Boy, the crowd is just really loud. Here's Yamlin for three off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Stratmon. And a foul on the Rebels.
He was on number 11, Shervestad, on a reach-in after Stratmon got the offensive rebound.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at Williams Arena this afternoon. Glad you're with us on Q92. Also listening online on KOQPFM.com. Lebo inbound the ball. He gets it into Yamlin outside the three-point arc. 13-11 Rebels. Here's Boyk down to Yamlin in the paint. Left hand shot by Gullenrod. And the Rebels with their two-point lead bring the ball up the floor. Quick three-pointer by Duden. No good. Rebounded by Hassett. How about Jackson Hassett to start the game here for Dawson Boyd?
He's got four of Dawson's seven rebounds so far in the game.
Let's see if the Blackjacks could take the lead with a three-pointer. Yamlin! Drew! 14-13! Dawson Boyd.
Yamlin 2-3 so far in his three-point attempts here in the game.
You heard the Dawson Boyd crowd. Drew! Blackjacks with their one-point lead. Rebels, Duden goes to the basket, kisses it off the glass. Man, he's fast. Good point guard for Red Lake County. Back to a one-point lead for the Rebels. 15-14. Blackjacks with the basketball. Stratmon wide open for a three. Missed it. And it rebounded there by Ethan Majors. We'll call him Majors. All right. 15-14. Here's a jump shot from the paint again by Shervestad. He's got six already, Mitchell.
Yeah, he is one of Red Lake County's top players, Shervestad.
Stratmon on the baseline. Now at the half set. Jackson. Jackson was in foul trouble yesterday. Had to sit a lot on the bench. Boyk wide open for a three. Brayson missed. Riamon with the rebound. Put back. He missed it. Oh, good opportunity for the Blackjacks. They couldn't put it in the basket. Here's a three-pointer again by Rebels. No good. Rebounded by Hassett again.
That'll be the fifth rebound for Hassett.
Up to Yamlin. Boyk. Brayson gets a screen from Drew. Goes to the paint. Kicks it out to Hassett. Hassett shoots. No good. Gets his rebound.
They call a foul on Hassett there on the offensive rebound attempt.
What was he trying to do?
I think there's just a little too much body contact on the rebound. I don't know. I really don't know what's happened on that one.
Yeah, it looked like he was going for the rebound clean.
And we got a timeout on the floor.
Timeout on the floor. The score, Red Lake County 17, Dawson Boyd 14. 10:28 to play here in the first half. You're listening to Blackjack Basketball from Williams Arena. We'll be right back.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Ludvigson Tile is proud to be a part of the local ag economy. Every year, we install over 100 water management systems made from quality Prinsco pipe for farmers all across our region. By managing water on fields, we help them maximize yields, decrease soil erosion, and grow healthier, more resilient crops. Ludvigson Tile is accepting projects for the spring and fall tiling seasons. Visit LudvigsonTiling.com or give us a call today at 320-226-7022.
We're here with your local Pioneer team to ask how growers can up their game on soybean yields and weed control.
The answer is Pioneer brand soybeans with Roundup Ready 2 Extend technology.
Goodbye resistant weeds, hello higher yields.
So these soybeans ready to change the game?
Yep, they've proven it in local trials.
The combination of elite genetics and strong defense helps growers to...
Ask your local Pioneer team about Pioneer brand soybeans with Roundup Ready 2 Extend technology. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Contact Pioneer Sales Representative Dean Martinson of Dawson at 320-226-1450.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at Williams Arena. The Rebels lead Dawson Boyd 17-14 with 10:28 to go in the first half, Mitchell.
Yep, Dawson, Red Lake County's outscored Dawson Boyd 8-3 over the last couple of minutes.
All right, let's see if the Blackjacks can tighten up the defense here a little bit. Rebels on offense. Oh, down low, easy basket here for number 14, Luke Peterson.
Bo Johnson has checked in for Dawson Boyd. He replaces Jackson Hasted.
19-14, biggest lead for anybody here in the game so far. Yamlin, Stratmon, top of the key. It's a man-to-man defense. For the guys in blue. Boyk, turnaround, one-handed shot, and Grayson Boyk scores his fourth point of the game.
Great job by Dawson Boyd getting it to Boyk on a ISO down low in the paint.
Geiske over to Duden. Number 24 with the ball. Throw it to the left wing. Blackjacks in a man-to-man. They dish it underneath. Number 10, he kicks it out to 20, almost
goes out of bounds.
Did he step out of bounds or did the ball go out of bounds?
He got the ball and then he lost it through his hands and it bounced on the out of bounds line.
The winner of this game gets the number one ranked, number one seed, Cherry Tigers with the Osamas. Blackjacks with the ball. Boyk looks inside to Yamlin, wide open, scores! Drew Yamlin, what a play for Dawson Boyd.
Nice job with Dawson Boyd getting a backdoor cut, reacting to Red Lake County's overly aggressive man defense.
19-18, it's a one-point lead for the Rebels. They kick it over to number 10, Johnson. Johnson to Duden. Duden's going to drive in a hold on a Blackjack. Might be on Boyd.
That'll be the first foul on Boyk. Just the second team foul for Dawson Boyd.
Drew Yamlin leads the team with 10 points, I think.
Jackson Hasted checks back in. He'll replace Carson Stratmon for Dawson Boyd.
Hasted really giving some quality minutes here to start this basketball game.
And he's got 4 points and 5 rebounds, 2 assists to go along with his day.
Geiske goes to the basket for the Rebels, lays it off the glass. No good. Here's a fast break for Dawson Boyd. Yamlin loses the ball. It was tipped out of his hands and goes out of bounds.
He had Boyd cutting along the other side of the floor. I thought he might be able to throw an alley-oop to him, but decided to keep it down and it had it poked away by Red Lake County out of bounds.
Blackjacks can take the lead with a basket here. Gunnar Liebel shoots it in the paint. No good. Big rebound there by number 10, Johnson. Blackjacks, here's a three-point shot. Good by number 24, Duden. Wow. He's a sharp shooter, isn't he?
That's Duden 2 of 3 now on his three-point attempts.
and it's 22-18. Download a Boyk. Boyk dribbling the ball towards the basket. Turns around, lobs it down to Hasted. Hasted out to Yamlin. Here's Bo Johnson for three. Good! Bo Johnson! It's a three-pointer! 22-21. Rebels.
Dawson only hit three three-pointers all game yesterday. They are 3-6 so far, and a jump ball forced by, I believe that's Drew Yamlin. Possession arrow will keep it by with Red Lake County.
I might sound like a broken record, but man, is there a lot of Dawson Boyk fans here today. It's unreal to see all the black and gold in the stands. Rebels inbound. What a following they have. Shot put up. No good. Rebounded by Brayson Boyk. Here come the Blackjacks.
That was a great job by Brayson. Going up to high points. That rebound.
Hey, do it. Gunnar Liebel down low to Johnson. And he throws the ball away. Dutton. Johnson steals it back.
They call a foul on a reach in on Johnson. That'll be his first foul.
So the Rebels leading 22-21. Bo really didn't have control of it. But the Rebels will inbound the ball. They have their 1-point lead. Coming up on 7 minutes to play here in the first half. Very competitive, two evenly matched teams. Here's Chevronet. Cheverstead goes in for the layup again, missed it. Catches the rebound, and he calls a jump ball. Wow, it's Hasted. He pushed Hasted to the floor, no whistle.
That was a great job by Hasted. He's got 6 rebounds in the game for Dawson Boyk.
All right, here come the Blackjacks with another opportunity to take the lead. They're down by a point, 22-21. Under 7 minutes to play. Yamlin back to Hasted. Jackson kicks it in to Johnson. It was touched by the Rebels. It'll remain with Dawson Boyk.
Very few turnovers so far in this game. Dawson Boyk has 2 turnovers. Red Lake County only with 1.
You're listening to the state Class A semifinal game. Earlier today, Cherry defeated Nevis. And we said, as Corey Larson told us yesterday after the game, the goal is to stay at Williams Arena. We don't want to go to Concordia.
Carson Stratmon checked in for Bo Johnson for Dawson Boyk.
Liebel drives to the hoop. Up. No, won't go. The Rebels have it. They're off and running, and they're going to hold it up. They have a 22-21 lead. Connor Duden with the ball over to number 11, Cheverstead. He puts the shot up and scores. Boy, 8 points for him, huh?
Yeah, he's having a great first half for Red Lake County as Cheverstead.
And it's back to a 3-point lead. They go down low to Yamlin. Stratmon's for 3. Good! Carson nails a 3-pointer. And we're tied 24-24 on Carson Stratmon's 3.
This is a big 3 for Carson Stratmon. He went, I believe, 0-for-4 at Target Center yesterday from 3-point line. He's 1-of-2 in this game.
Geiske in the paint, fadeaway shot, no good off the glass. Gunner with the board. He leaps past it. Hasted scores! And the Blackjacks take the lead.
Didn't see a lot of that from Dawson Boyk yesterday getting out in transition. I think that's one of the first times they've been able to get out in transition today.
Oh, backdoor again. There's another easy basket by Peterson. Whoa!
No, they called a goaltending. It went in for a layup, and then Gunner poked it out of the basket, so it'll be goaltending on Dawson Boyk.
Oh, my goodness. 26-26 is your score. We got a timeout on the floor. Tied up here with 5:24 to go. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more state basketball from the barn right after this.
Hats off to the Dawson Boyk Blackjacks from Tom and the gang at the Rusty Duck downtown Dawson. Stop in for a cool one or check out the many specials they offer throughout the week. And you come on into the bar, watch the games on TV. That's at the Rusty Duck. They're located right downtown Dawson. Happy to be of service to their many friends in the area. Again, congratulating the Dawson Boyk Blackjacks on a great season.
Purist in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purist offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purist team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purist and apply online at puristfoods.com. Purist, safe people, safe food. Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison. Don's Food Pride in Appleton, Tim's Food Pride in Dawson, and the Montevideo Market has some great specials this week during State Boys Basketball. Pick up some frozen whole boneless pork loins, $1.69 a pound, or seedless red grapes, $1.99 a pound. Campbell's Chunky Soup, 2 for $4. Tim and his staff congratulates the Montevideo Boys Basketball team and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks for making the state tournament. And the best of luck to the Thunderhawks and Blackjacks.
All right, we're tied up. The timeout's over. We're back to action. Dawson Boyd with the ball. Has to go for the basket. Oh, it rolls off the rim and falls away.
That layup touched every part of the rim, but just didn't touch the net.
26-26 is your score. The Red Lake County Rebels with the ball at midcourt. Shervestead, quite a ball player, number 11. There he's got an opening, goes to the basket, blocked by Boyk.
Great recovery there by Boyk.
Yamlin's going to pull up for a three. Oh, he missed everything. And it goes out of bounds, and there's the air ball chant coming from the Rebel fans.
And they're playing.
Watch this ball.
We're watching the replay on the big screen.
The ball just rolled around completely on the rim and fell away. Otherwise, Hasted would have had his 8 points. Here we go. 4:26 to go before halftime. Kissing it off the glass was good, no good. And number 20 gets it back. Majors over to Shervestead. 26-26. Blackjacks on defense. Wide open and Student for three. He missed it. Tipped up. Rebels grab the rebound.
They call a foul. Foul, I think, will be on Gunner Legal. And it is. That'll be Gunner's first foul.
Dawson Boyd student section. The theme must be red, white, and blue. Everybody's decked out in red, white, and blue today. Rebels inbound it underneath their basket with a tie ball game, 26-26. The winner plays in the championship game tomorrow. And, oh, what a play by Connor Duden. Used his left right hand there, Mitchell, and banked it in.
That was a great play by Duden. He leads Red Lake County in scoring with 12.
Blackjacks down by 2. Boyk, turnaround, jump shot, no good. Hit the front of the rim, ball fell away. Here's Majors with the ball on the right wing. Over to Shervestead. 28-26, Red Lake County. Here's a three-point shot up. Missed. Rebounded, Gunner Liebel. Down by 2. Liebel, skip, hop, shot. Good, Gunner!
Gunner got a friendly roll over the rim, hit front iron, and able to roll over the front of the rim for a basket for Dawson Boyd.
And that's Gunner's first points of the game, and we're again tied up 28-28. In the paint is Duden. Over to Shervestead. Back to Duden. Number 20 now, Majors with the ball. Rebels. And Shervestead's going to put up a long three from the top of the key. Won't go. Yamlin with the board. Burns. Nice assist from Hasted. And it's 30-28. Blackjacks have their two-point lead. 30-28, Dawson Boyd. The shot up by the Rebels, no good. Another rebound there by Gunner Liebel.
He defense really seems like it's
tough. Oh, pass Frank Yaman! Scores! And he's fouled! What a play by Drew Yaman! Holy cow!
Yaman leaked out for a foul. He went up and slammed it home with two hands, and he was fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line for a chance at a three-point play.
Wow, Gunnar Liebel threaded the needle. Yaman went on, and he was hammered by Duden. And they got a timeout on the floor. The Blackjacks lead 32-28. We'll be back with more state basketball from Williams Arena.
Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust. We offer individualized care that caters to the ever-changing needs of our residents. We offer 10 private rooms, 24-hour awake staff, home-style meals and snacks, housekeeping and laundry, and medication management and delivery. Our monthly rate includes room and board, nutritional services, activities, maintenance, and utilities. Stop by anytime to visit or call Jennifer at 320-321-4067. God bless you and make it a great day.
We're back. What a ending there. Drew Yama will be at the free throw line, Mitchell. 32-28, the Blackjacks lead.
If Yama fouled on a dunk, and he gets free throw rimmed out.
And the Rebels will bring the ball up the floor with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play before Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Service dead. Look at him go to the basket and then uses his left hand. What a ball player this kid is. I've never heard of him before. Here's Boyk. 32-30, a 2-point lead for Dawson Boyk. State semis, down low to Yamlin. Score! Oh, he missed it! Gets his rebound, puts it up and in!
Great job by Yamlin, not giving up on the play after a missed shot. Gets his own offensive rebound and then works for a right-handed hook shot.
Way to stay after it, Drew. 34-30, 4-point lead for Dawson Boyk as we're going to close out the first half. 3-point shot, up, no good. Yamlin with the rebound. Here come the Blackjacks. Down low, there's Bo Johnson, lays it up and scores! Bo Johnson.
This is the biggest lead of the game for Dawson Boyk at 6, 36-30.
36-30, number 11, Cheverset goes to the basket, and he's fouled. Wow.
Fouls on...
Bo Johnson, maybe? Who are they going to call it on?
Yep, that was on Bo Johnson. That'll be his second personal foul.
See Adam Conroy from the Western Guard sitting over there taking pictures. And the free throw is missed by Cheverstead. Ryan Jeremiahson is here also, photographer. Got to give him a shout-out, you know. Two good guys. All right, second free throw by Cheverstead. And that's no good. Another rebound by Drew Yamlin. All of a sudden, it's the Drew Yamlin show.
Yeah, Drew now has 9 rebounds for Dawson Boyk. He's one away from a double-double.
He scores! Oh, my goodness! Grayson Boyk charged to the basket, and everybody got out of the way.
Dawson Boyk currently on a 12-2 run.
47 seconds to play in the first half, and Cheverstead, I think he's trying
he
to
got a foul on the floor as on Grayson Boyk. That'll be his second.
Watch Grayson go to the basket there on the replay. Holy cow. A couple big, long strides. Outstanding athlete. Rebels inbound the ball. They're down 38-30, and it's 38-32. Who is that? I missed that one.
I didn't see who it was.
38-32. We're on. I got 30 seconds to go. Blackjacks lead.
Only about a second and a half separates the game clock and shot clock, so look for Dawson Boyk to hold for the last shot here.
Blackjacks. 15 seconds. Here's Gunnar Liebel. Gunnar puts up a jump shot. It bounces off the rim. No good. There's 7 seconds to play. Cheverstead
Here's a long three-pointer. Oh, my goodness. He hits it, and that's the half. Wow. Connor Duden from way NBA range there. But the Blackjacks have a 38-35 lead here at the half. And your thoughts on that first half, Mitch?
It was a good first half for Dawson Boyd. Really a good shooting by Red Lake County. They're shooting a 16. They're shooting 50% from the field right now. They're 16-32. Dawson Boyd doing a much better job shooting the three ball. They're 4-8, 50%, compared to going 3-18, I believe it was yesterday, from the three-point line. So much improved shooting for Dawson Boyd.
All right, so we'll take a commercial break. We'll be back. Carol and Accessories halftime report right after this.
So you may have heard that Napa's got the good stuff. Well, if you're wondering exactly what that is, I'm here to tell you. The good stuff is everywhere in Napa. It's availability in over 300,000 parts with unsurpassed quality that you won't find with our competitors. It's everyday low prices on everything you need. And the good stuff is that professional, knowledgeable salesman who knows auto parts like the back of his hand. So get ready and get the good stuff you need at Napa Auto Parts.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Your Napa Auto Parts store for this area is A&B Auto, located downtown Dawson.
Highway 212 Liquor would like to congratulate the Dawson Boyd boys basketball team for a job well done. Stop in and see all we have to offer. The Beer Cave has all your favorites, from seltzers, talking waters, N.A. beer, along with N.A. seltzers. That's Highway 212 Liquor, right on Highway 212 in Dawson, Minnesota. Congratulations from the owners and staff.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Dawson Truck Parts, easy to find along Highway 212 in Dawson.
Hi, this is Megan from FM Bank. The arrival of spring means planting season, and that means our rural roads will be more congested. Drivers, please be patient so everyone can get home safely. And farmers, once that spring work is done, come in and visit with us at FM Bank, and we can help devise a plan to meet your farm's operational needs, now and into the future. Experience the FM Bank advantage. FM Bank, with locations in Granite Falls, Clarkfield, and Olivia.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fiesta City Liquor in Montevideo congratulates the Montevideo Thunderhawk boys basketball team and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks for making it to the state basketball tournament. Swing into Fiesta City Liquor and pick up your favorite N.A. beer, along with N.A. seltzers and N.A. wines, along with Coke products. That's Fiesta City Liquor. They're located along Highway 7 in Montevideo. And the best of luck to the Thunderhawks and the Blackjacks at state.
Kids are such an empty spotty. Riding the laundry basket down the staircase. Sticking an untold number of beans up their noses. Fearlessly fighting gravity. And losing. But if anyone understands where kids are coming from, it's Kiwanis. Kids need guidance and the support of their community. Kids need Kiwanis. Find out more at Kiwanis.org.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica, Easter's coming up.
It sure is, Paul Ramo, and Monica's is in full bloom. I have gotten so much new spring merchandise in, and you will see a lot of color in every room. And I've gotten a lot of jackets and spring striped tops, vests, jeans, shorts, capris, crops, and new reversible dresses. And grab a new dress for Easter. Shop Monica's in Dawson on Chestnut Street, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook and enjoy a dark chocolate sea salt caramel when you arrive.
20 to 14. Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo and Mitchell Stilte here, high above the Williams Arena floor. And the good guys are ahead there, Mitchell, 38-35 at the half.
Yep, Dawson able to build a 8-point lead, and then 38-30, and then Red Lake County able to get two quick buckets in the final 30 seconds to make it 38-35. And then, better shooting by Dawson Boyd in this game compared to their other game.
Two things stand out for me for the Blackjacks. First of all, the quality minutes that Jackson Hassett had the first 6-7 minutes of the half, and then Drew Yamlin really took over the second part of that half, didn't he?
Yeah, Drew Yamlin, the leading scorer for Dawson Boyd. He's got 14 points for the Blackjacks, and I'll go through the scoring and other stats for the teams today. So for Red Lake County, Shervested has 10 points along with 4 rebounds and 4 assists. Johnson has 2 rebounds, and then Gieske, I believe, has 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists for Red Lake County. Peterson has 6 points on 3-of-3 shooting for Red Lake County. And then leading scorer for Red Lake County is Duden with 17. He's 7-of-14 from the field, 3-of-6 from 3. He also has a rebound, a steal, and a block for Red Lake County. And Gullingsroot has 2 rebounds. Halverson has a rebound. And Majors has 2 rebounds for Red Lake County. And then for Dawson Boyd, Gunnar Liebel, quiet first half. He had 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists.
Well, he had a quiet first half yesterday, too, and then he really turned around. Maybe he can do that this time.
Yeah, hopefully for Dawson Boyd, he can.
Yeah, what did he have in the second half?
I think he had 16 points in the second half for Dawson Boyd yesterday. Okay. And then Yamlin, the leading scorer for Dawson Boyd, 14 points on 6-of-12 shooting. He's 2-of-4 from the 3-point line. He also has 9 rebounds to lead Dawson Boyd and 2 assists. Jackson Hasted has 6 points and 6 rebounds and 3 assists for Dawson Boyd. Carson Stratmon has 3 points with that 1 3-pointer, and then 1 rebound and 2 assists. And Boyk has 8 points, 1 rebound and 1 assist and a block for Dawson Boyd. And then Bo Johnson came in and gave Dawson Boyd 5 points and 1 assist for the Blackjacks.
All right, the winner of this game gets the Cherry Tigers. Nevis in the other semifinal game earlier today here at Williams Arena, 79-70. That was a really close game most of the way.
Yep, it was a close game. I think it was 72-70 Cherry with a couple minutes to play, and then Cherry able to ice that one away with good defense and converting on offense in the final couple of minutes. And they're the defending state champions in Class A, so they get a chance to defend their state championship.
They have some well-known players on that team, don't they?
Yeah, they got the Asamas. For, of course, the oldest Asama from last year's team. He plays, he's point guard. He just finished up his freshman season for the Gophers this year.
Yeah. And so that championship game will be played at 11 o'clock tomorrow. The third place game will be played at Gangalop Center at Concordia University at 10 o'clock. And we want to stay here at Williams Arena, don't we?
Yeah, it would be a lot more fun if we get to go on the air tomorrow from Williams Arena.
All right. That wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Your score at halftime, Dawson Boyd 38 and Red Lake County Rebels 35. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison provide a variety of different types of wood to cover every part of your new construction project or renovation. Whether it's for flooring, doors, windows, or shingles, Lean Lumber has it all. And they deliver. Call or visit their Madison shop today to get what you need. 320-698-7151. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Saturdays from 8 till noon. Lean Lumber, Boyd, and Madison. Peter and Vicki Strand of the Strand Agency in downtown Dawson look forward to helping you with all your farm, business, and auto insurance needs. Give Peter or Vicki a call today at 320-769-4410. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and you can find them on Main Street, Dawson. That's the Strand Agency, Peter and Vicki Strand. Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
At CCM Health, we're more than a hospital. We are a community of caregivers, from our surgeons, physicians, and nurses to any employee you may see when visiting us. We are working together to provide the absolute best care so you can focus on what really matters. From annual checkups and wellness visits to diagnosis, specialized treatment, and recovery, your health is our number one priority. At CCM Health, our goal is to keep you healthy, happy, and ready for the next stage. CCM Health. Live your life.
Heather Floral and Greenhouse proudly serves Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison areas. We are committed to offering only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is friendly and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our professional staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That is why we always go the extra mile to make your floral. Let Heather Floral and Greenhouse be your first choice for flowers. That's Heather Floral and Greenhouse in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.
Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center is proud to provide great food and entertainment for all ages with a sports bar, quiet dining, and they are ready to accommodate any event, large or small. You can give them a call for information or reservations at 320-769-4518 and like them on Facebook for updates on what's happening at Grill and Event Center.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at Williams Arena here at the University of Minnesota. A lot of things going on at the university today. I wasn't aware that next door, the women's hockey Frozen Four is happening. That brings in a lot of people. No wonder we couldn't find a parking space, Mitchell.
Yep, and now we got to hopefully wait and see if your car or your wife's car is still there when we get back done with the game.
And it's not towed away. We did pay for parking, but we didn't get a receipt off the machine. And other people were having the same issues, so that we parked on some street. And hopefully all them cars are there because they don't have a receipt in them. But anyway, we're not worried about that right now. We want the Blackjacks to come back here at Williams Arena tomorrow and play in that championship game against Cherry at 11 o'clock. Blackjack fans are cheering the Blackjacks on here in big numbers. And the students are doing some chants down there in front of the Blackjack players. Coach Corey Larson has them huddled around, and he's says, hey, folks, there's 18 minutes up here, guys. Let's play hard for 18 minutes to play in that championship game. They did play Cherry early in the season, the Blackjacks did.
Yep, and that was a 70-64 loss for Dawson Boyd. It was only Dawson's second game of the season. So hopefully they can get back there and try and avenge that loss. Dawson Boyd did a great job inside in the first half. They out-rebounded Red Lake County 20-14, outscored him in the paint 26-16. Look for him to do much of the same here in the second half.
All right, the Rebels from Red Lake County get the possession and start the second half. They're down by three. Here we go. We're on the way, and Gunnar Liebel steals the ball. And then the Rebels get it back.
That was a good hustle play there by Liebel. Oh, and he almost did it again.
Well, Gunnar is known for having great second halves, and he's starting out very aggressive defensively right now. 38-35, Dawson Boyd.
Both teams did a great job taking care of the ball in the first half. Dawson Boyd didn't get a, or there were no, there was one steal by Red Lake County, and Dawson Boyd didn't get any steals, and then Dawson only turned it over twice, and Red Lake County only turned it over once. So, very good job with ball security by both teams in the first half.
All right, a little delay here. The referee going over to talk with Coach Corey Larson. Not quite sure what about, but there's a delay on the court right now. So, as we have time here, I found out at halftime, Owen Shervestead, their outstanding guard for Red Lake County, is the nephew of Kim Rosendahl. Kim is sitting right below us here, and that's Kim's nephew. And, of course, Kim Rosendahl played on the Lacaparo Valley State boys basketball team back in the early 90s when Lacaparo went to state. So a little information there for you. Sherbistead is one heck of a ball player, isn't he?
Yeah, Sherbistead is a great ball player, really good ball handler for Red Lake County. And he's got already 10 points for him. He's second on the team, scoring behind Duden with 17.
All right, the referees are done talking with Coach Larson. Not sure what that was about. They reset the shot clock.
I'm assuming they were questioning why the shot clock got reset to 20.
All right, it's 16 on the shot clock, and the Rebels will inbound it on their side court. Sherbistead gets the basketball. Crossover dribble, goes to the basket. Blocked by Yamlin. Listen to the Dawson Boyd crowd.
That's the first block by Yamlin.
Yeah, not going to shoot over Drew or Boyk.
Yeah, kind of difficult. Oh, and there's
inbound pass and putting it up and in. The inbound pass was Duden, and he's got 19 points.
Yeah, he leads all scorers at night with 19.
38-37, 1 point lead. Boyk loses the ball, and no, it actually went over and back. Turnover, Dawson Boyd.
Just the third turnover for Dawson Boyd here.
So the Rebels will get the basketball. They'll have an opportunity to take the lead with a basket as we are just underway here in the second half. We are broadcasting on the second deck, first row, second deck. Great view of the court. Sherbistead with the ball, being guarded by Boyd. Down low, stolen by Hasted.
Great job by Hasted. Red Lake County went to cut back door, and Hasted anticipated it and got himself a steal. First steal of the day for Dawson Boyd.
All right, the Blackjacks with their one-point lead. Jackson Hasted with the ball. Over to Gunner, throws it to Stratmon. Stratmon wanted to cut loose at the three and pulled it down quickly. Gunner, top of the key. Goes to the basket. Stripped away by Sherbistead. This kid can do it all offensively and defensively. Sherbistead drops back out now to Duden. 38-37, Blackjacks lead by a point. Here's a forced shot up, no good. Rebounded by number 14, he scores. Luke Peterson was fouled, and he made the basket.
That'll give Red Lake County a chance for a three-point play. They take the lead off of that scored basket.
So the Rebels have taken the lead now, 39-38.
That was the second foul on Hasted.
Free throw up and no good. Boarded there by Yamlin. So the Blackjacks find themselves down by a point now in this state semifinal game. Yamlin. Drew at the top of the key, gives it to Stratmon to Hasted. Lobs it in the Boyd. Down low. And Sherbistead takes the ball away from him.
And they call a jump ball. It's going to stay with Dawson Boyd. Going back to the first half when Dawson led 38-30, Red Lake County currently on a 9-0 run.
Yeah, Sherbistead just reached in and grabbed the ball away from Brayson. Brayson went crashing to the floor. Dawson fans wanted a foul. Blackjacks inbounded. Down low to Boyd. Scores! Found it! Brayson Boyd!
That's a great job by Boyd. On the first time when Sherbistead tied it up, Boyd brought the ball down low, and this time Boyd kept the ball up around his head and is able to score and get fouled.
Brayson will go to the free throw line and try to make it a three-point play. Puts the Blackjacks back in the lead, 40-39. Grayson's free throw, he missed it. Rebounded! Hasted, oh, he lost the ball. Rebels have it. Jackson had it in his hand, just couldn't pull it in. Here's a long three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by the Rebels.
And stolen by Liebel.
Liebel took it right away from a Rebel. Now Gunner's having trouble. He goes down low. Hasted scores! Jackson Hasted.
Great job by Liebel. Being harassed by two Red Lake County defenders, able to find Hasted on the backside for a nice layup.
42-39, Dawson Boyd. Sherbistead, number 11, with the basketball. Now kicks it in the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Ethan Johnson. Won't go. Boyk with the rebound.
Great job boxing out there by Boyk.
Eagles or the Blackjacks, not the Eagles, the Blackjacks, 42-39. Leif Yamlin, inside the point, easy, good!
Great job by Boyd, and that'll lead to a timeout by Ramsey County.
Timeout on the floor, 44-39, Dawson Boyd. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to State Basketball from Williams Arena.
Larson Brothers Concrete has two dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel.
I hope this finds you all happy and healthy and looking forward to a prosperous year. I know things haven't been as well last year with the rising input costs and declining commodity prices, but remember, tough times are only temporary. Like Rod D. Atkins' song says, if you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. Even with when the margins are slim, tiling can make the difference between breaking even and making a profit. Give us a call at Larson Tiling, 320-769-2596. Tiling doesn't cost, it pays. God bless our law enforcement and military.
Make your vision, eye health, and reading comfort a top priority. Contact Madison Family Eye Care in downtown Madison and make an appointment with Dr. Cassidy Winther. Appointments are available for general eye care, emergency care, general post-op care, and eye exams for students. Appointments with Dr. Winther are available in Madison on Wednesdays only. Other weekday appointments are available at the Ortonville, Granite Falls, and Benson locations. Madison Family Eye Care is open on Mondays and Thursdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Wednesdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Madison Family Eye Care is your local optometry office offering comprehensive care for your eye health and vision. Call them at 320-598-7566.
All right, while we're at commercial break, Jackson Hastad just scored for Dawson Boyd. It's 46-42. Blackjacks lead with 14 minutes to play. And a block by Yamlin.
And he stepped out of bounds, so it'll stay at Red Lake. We had a three-pointer by Duden for Red Lake County. He's got 22 points now, and then we had a backdoor cut layup by Jackson Hastad. That gets us back to 46-42. And we noticed Dawson Boyd switched to a 2-3-3-2 zone now on defense, much like they did yesterday.
So there's 13:53 to play in the game. Service there with a jump shot, no good. Yamlin with another board.
I'll give Yamlin the double-double. He's now got 10 rebounds for Dawson, or 11 rebounds, excuse me, for Dawson Boyd.
Hastad lobs it in to Boyd. Baseline jumper, good by Grayson Boyd. Boyd's got 12. He had 31 yesterday? Or 30.
Dawson now on a 10-3 run after Red Lake County went on a 9-0 run.
48-42, Dawson Boyd leading. The Rebels go down low to number two, and he's fouled by Boyd. Number two is Gunner. They got a Gunner, too. Overson.
Fouls on Boyd. That's his third.
Blackjacks out-rebounding.
Out-rebounding 23-17.
Free throw is good by the Rebels, number two. Gunner Holverson. Second free throw is also good. Man, he makes that look easy. You can tell he practices free throws. And it's a four-point lead for the Blackjacks. Who wants to play in the state championship tomorrow? How bad do you want it? Gunner Lebo with the ball in the half set in the corner. Jackson drives baseline, puts a floater up, no foul, no whistle, and here come the Rebels. Shivestad at the free throw line.
A lot of contact on that layup attempt.
Lots of contact. 48-44, the Rebels are down by four to the Blackjacks. Shivestad, here's a three-pointer, good by number 12, Dyski. Dyski hits the three. Big basket there.
That's five quick points by Red Lake County. Make the one-point game, 48-47.
We got a battle on our hands here, folks. Hastad down low. Kicks it out to Stratmon. Carson back over to Drew. Drew to Boyk. Boyk will split up a three. Good! Boyk's getting a hot hand right now.
51-47 after a three-pointer by Brayson Boyk.
Boyk now up to 17 points in the game.
Here's a shot in the paint. Oh, Dicey scores again. And it's 51-49. All of a sudden, a flurry of offensive action here. Drew Yamlin, left wing to Stratmon. Carson back to Gunner at the top of the key. Inside the Boyk, and he goes off his hand.
Nope, it was last touched by a Red Lake County defender. So Dawson will keep possession, and we'll have a TV timeout.
And we'll take a break here with the timeout on the floor. 51-49, Dawson Boyk with 11:41 to play in the ballgame. We'll be back after this.
Larson Brothers Concrete has two dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listing area. At Miller Services Tri-County Insurance, we have been providing crop insurance products to area farmers since 1978. We all know in today's high input environment, you have to protect your livelihood. We also understand that you have a bottom line to consider and input costs are better spent in the ground. We can customize a plan that gets your operation the protection you need without breaking the bank. Call 320-769-2000 or stop by and talk to Patrick today. Also offering farm, home, auto, life, and annuity products. Tri-County Insurance Incorporated is an equal opportunity provider. In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. And Mindak Roofing is a Owens Corning preferred contractor, and they work with shingles, rubber, and metal roofing. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
We're back. 51-49, Dawson Boyk. The timeout's over, and the Blackjacks just lost the ball.
Yeah, we got a shot clock violation on Dawson Boyk. He'll send possession back to Red Lake County.
Well, we're getting down to crunch time. We're under 12 minutes left in this ball game. And the Black, it's a tight one, folks, 51-49. Got to take care of the ball now. Shervestad, he is probably the most player that's impressed me the most here in the tournament so far. He's going to go to the basket, puts it up, no good. Boyk with the rebound. Out to Yamlin. Drew quickly up the floor to Gunner in the corner. All the way over to Stratmon to Boyk. 51-49, Dawson Boyk.
Oh, Yamlin was out of bounds. Yamlin was out of bounds. Yamlin ran the baseline, and before he took his last step on the out-of-bounds line, he didn't get both feet back on the court before he got the ball. So that'll be a turnover out of bounds on Dawson. That's their sixth turnover now on the game.
Shervestad at the top of the key, being guarded by Halstead. 51-49. Rebels passing the ball around the perimeter. Shervestad, number 11, goes by, kicks it in the corner. Three-point shot by Geitske, no good. Oh, look at Stratmon get the rebound.
Great job by Stratmon getting the rebound for Dawson Boyk. Dawson switched back to their man-to-man defense there on that defense position.
Coach Corey Larson, he's fired up on the sideline, shouting instructions to his players out there. They're on offense. They have a 51-49 lead coming up on 10 minutes to play in the ball game. 10 minutes left right now. Gunner, Liebel, bank goal. It went off the backboard, no good. And the Rebels stepped out of bounds.
And they'll keep possession here with Dawson Boyd. We'll see here. I don't know if they ruled possession change. They're keeping 6 seconds on the shot clock.
But the Blackjacks will get the ball, right?
Yep, Dawson has the ball. Looks like they're going to keep it, so Dawson only with 6 seconds on the shot clock.
Blackjacks have the ball underneath their basket. Dawson Boyd has all the 5 of their timeouts left. Now the referees want to talk things over here. Crowd gets quiet here at Williams Arena. Now all 3 referees gather together.
Yeah, and they put a fresh 20 seconds back on the shot clock for Dawson.
I want to congratulate head coach Dawson Boyd, Blackjack head coach Corey Larson. He was named the Section 3A Coach of the Year. All right, Blackjack's inbounding. Carson out beyond the 3-point arc to Boyd. Grayson drives on Shervison. Shoots over Shervison, and Boyd scores.
Boyd now with 19 points on the game.
53-49, Dawson Boyd as the clock winds down here. Shervested. Crossover dribble, kicks the ball out of bounds.
Dawson possession, it is. Nice job by Jackson Halfstead on guard and Shervested.
Yeah, that's a tough guard for Halfstead, Shervested. And he's going to come out of the game and sit for a while. I don't know if I'd take him out of the game. All right, here come the Blackjacks, folks. Turn your radios up. 53-49. They lead the Rebels from Red Lake County with 9:15 to go. Gunner, Liebel to Halfstead in the left wing. Gunner, Halfstead drives to the basket, scores, and he's fouled. What a game the sophomore is having for the Blackjacks. And the Dawson Boyd fans come to their feet.
Halfstead having a great game. He's got 12 points with a free throw coming, a six rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 steal.
Jackson's pumped up. He's at the free throw line. And it's good. What a game for Halfstead so far. He's not done yet. 56-49. We have 9 minutes to play.
Now they got Halfstead guarding Duden for Dawson Boyd.
Here's a 3-point shot by Duden. No good. He's been quiet. Yeah, in the second half here.
Another big rebound by Boyd.
Blackjacks can score here. That'll be huge. Leading 56.
They go down low again.
Down low to Boyd. Scores! Grayson.
And it's the biggest. And we got a turnover on Red Lake County. I don't know if they had a violation while inbounding the basketball.
I thought they were calling a timeout. The timeout, and then they inbounded the ball and lost it.
Referee's discussing it now.
And what's happening here?
Looks like they're going to give a timeout to Red Lake County.
Yeah, that's what I thought happened. Dawson Boyd fans don't like that, so we'll take a quick commercial break. 58-49, Blackjacks lead, 8:37 to play. We'll be right back after this.
Pick up some of your favorite Dairy Queen treats at the Dawson Dairy Queen, like chicken strip basket, about the $7 meal deals, cones, sundaes, royal treats. Are you celebrating a birthday? Pick up a DQ birthday cake. Happiness however you want it. Dawson Dairy Queen is open 10:30 to 10 every day.
Hey, Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at Williams Arena. Broadcasting from the second deck. Love this view we have. Hey, the Blackjacks leading 58-49, Mitchell.
Yeah, but this is the largest lead that Dawson Boyd has had in the game. The previous biggest lead was when they led 38-30. They currently are on a 7-0 run after it was 51-49. And so now 58-49. And now Red Lake County will get the ball coming out of the timeout.
How about Halfstead?
Halfstead with 13 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists,
and one steal. Dawson Boyd doing a great job of sharing the basketball. They have 19 assists, and Liebel, Yamlin, and Hasted are tied for the most assists with 5 each.
All right, let's play tough defense here. Rebels with the ball. Shervestead kicks it out to number 10. Rebels are down 58-49. Shervestead for 3. Off the rim, gets his own rebound. Rebels keep possession. Here's a 3-pointer by Duden. That won't go. Stratlone got pushed to the floor. No whistle. The shot, that won't go. And Hasted with the board.
Nice job by Dawson Boyd scrambling on defense there. A lot of bodies flying around. Able to get a defensive stop.
8 minutes to play. 8 minutes right now. Backdoor to Lebo. Wow! What a play! Woo!
A great job by Lebo. Gave it to Yamlin at the top and then ran backdoor, cut to the basket immediately, and a seat. Oh, and they call a foul.
Gunner and Yamlin stole the ball. They're going to call a foul on somebody. What a backdoor. What an assist by Yamlin to Gunner.
I believe that foul is on Hasted. That'll be his third. So Hasted and Foyk each with 3 personal fouls.
60-49. Rebels inbounded. Geiske in the paint. He wanted to shoot it. Couldn't shoot it over Boyd. 60-49. Block checks. Shervestead drives baseline. He's fouled.
Yeah, foul on the floor. I believe it was on Carson Stratmon. That'll be his first. Okay. Just the 4th foul on Dawson Boyd in the half, though, the way it looks.
Shervestead will inbound the ball. He gets it from the referee. Lobs it in. And number 10, Stratmon almost stole the ball. But Johnson gets it. Shervestead now with the ball. It's a free throw line. Out to number 23, or 12. That's Geiske. And that's his second 3-pointer of the game. Big 3-pointer there for the Rebels. 60-52 the score now. And the Blackjacks prevail here. Yamlin in the paint, goes to the basket, scores! He's fouled! Drew Yamlin!
Yamlin with 14 points, or now with 16 points. Chance turned 17. He's already got 11 rebounds and 6 assists and 2 blocks.
What a play by Drew. He's determined. He is focused, and he wants to win.
Cole Johnson checks in for Jackson Hasted, who gets a standing ovation from the Dawson Boyd crowd.
Yamlin will try to make it a 3-point play. It's a 10-point lead for Dawson Boyd. It's an 11-point lead.
Great answer for the 3-pointer on the
52, folks. Shervestead down low. Gunner pokes it away, but it goes back in the hands of a Rebel.
Cole Johnson now with a tough responsibility of guarding Shervestead for Dawson.
Oh, look at that spin move there by Duden. Holy cow, and he scores. What a spin move.
Yeah, put Yamlin in the spin cycle there.
63-54, Blackjacks. A lot of time left, folks. 6:32 to play. And Shervestead steals the ball. He stepped in front of the pass.
Almost looked like Red Lake County switched to a 1-3-1 zone there.
You know, Shervestead down the stretch here is going to get the ball for the Rebels. They're going to want him to shoot. Shervestead just, now he goes by Johnson, goes to the basket, lays it up. No good. Rebound. Put up, no good. Boyd with the board.
Great job by Bo Johnson and face guarding Shervestead there. Made it a contested layup. Shervestead had that ball the entire possession.
Here's Yamlin. The Boyd goes to the basket. Oh, he missed it. A little short. He left too early, I think. Geiske down low to Johnson.
Oh, Liebel saved it from going out of bounds.
Rebels keep the ball. They're down 63-54. 5:35 on the clock. Shervestead dribbling the ball out front, looking for an opening. Blackjacks are playing. Here's a 3-pointer by Duden. He hits another one. My goodness.
Duden now with 27 points. He's 11 of 20 from the field and 5 of 10 from the 3-point line.
He is deadly. That was huge. 63-57.
We got a timeout by head coach Corey Larson.
Corey's calling a 30-second timeout. We'll take another commercial break. Blackjack's lead, 63-57. We'll be back from Williams Arena right after this.
For electrical, farm, residential, commercial, and trenching with free estimates, call Gruel Electric in Dawson at 320-769-4476. Otter Tail Power customers, check with them about dual-fuel heating. That can save you money. That's Gruel Electric. They're located in Dawson, serving our entire Q92 listing area. Call 320-769-4476.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at Williams Arena, State Class A semifinal. What a game, Mitchell. Blackjacks lead 63-57.
Dawson Boy doing a great job. Seemed to pick it up a little bit on the defensive side of things and built themselves a six-point lead with 5:11 to play.
Duden and Sherbistad doing most of the scoring for the Rebels, and Yamlin and Boyk most of the scoring for, and let's put Asset in that category too, for the Blackjacks.
Let's see. Duden, Gieske, and Shervisted have combined to score 47 of the 57 points for Red Lake County, whereas Boyk, Asset, and Yamlin have combined to score 51 of the 63 points for Dawson Boyd.
Well, go ahead.
Still a quiet second half for Lebo. He's only got 4 points, but he does have 4 rebounds and 5 assists and a steal for Dawson Boyd.
What's the stats for Asted?
Asted, 13 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal.
All right, the Blackjacks coming back on the floor. I don't know if you can hear the Dawson Boyd crowd down there, but they are loud and proud. All right, Blackjacks huddled around Coach Corey Larson, and now they come back on the floor.
Red Lake County still 1-3-1 defense now wandering the man-to-man defense.
Jumbotron showing the Dawson Boyd students and some of the Dawson Boyd fans there. All right, cameraman next to us are having some fun. We're broadcasting on the second level in the first row right next to the TV cameraman. All right, back to action here. We got a basketball game to finish. Lebel, download a point, tipped away nicely there by Duden.
Great idea there for Dowell. Dawson slow to get back.
Oh, down low. Asted knocked the ball out, but the Rebels keep it back.
Great job by Asted. That could have been an easy layup for Red Lake County.
Big possession here for the Rebels. Spin move in the paint. Down low to number 10. He's got it down low, and he's fouled by Gunnar Lebel.
That'll be the second foul on Lebel. The fifth team foul on Dawson Boyd.
With 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks have a 63-57 lead. And the Rebels at the free throw line in number 10, Ethan Johnson. That might be his first point. It is. And it's 63-58. He can make it a 4-point deficit with his second free throw. On its way, he missed it. Rebounded by Yamlin. All right, here come the Blackjacks on offense. They need to score. Asted with the ball. Over to Stratmon. Top of the key to Gunnar Lebo. Back to Boyk for three. Good! Great! Oh!
That's a big basket for Dawson Boyd. Makes it an 8-point game at 66-58.
24 points for Boyk. Rebels go down low. Blocked by Yamlin out of bounds. What a block.
Great job by Drew Yamlin on defense there for Dawson Boyd.
66-58.
Dawson Boyd outscoring Red Lake County in the paint 42-22.
Rebels inbound the ball. Duden, number 24, with the basketball at the free throw line. Got the ball stuck on his hip. Here's a three-pointer by Geiske. No good. Yamlin with the board. And Lebel bring it across midcourt. Now over to Boyk, to Stratmon. Back to Brayson. Gunner with the ball outside the three-point arc.
And I got a foul on Shervisted. That'll be his third.
Stopping the clock at 3 minutes and 48 seconds. 66-58 is your score. If you're just tuning in, missing one whale of a basketball game. Two talented teams. Blackjack's inbounding. Poink in the corner. Brayson dribbles out of there. Back to Carson. Carson back to Brayson. Now the Yamlin on the right wing. All the way over to Scrabone. Almost threw it out of bounds, but Gunner's there to save it.
Shot clock down to five for Dawson Boyd.
Here's Gunner for three. Good! Oh, what a time to hit a three-pointer. Gunner Liebel. And a three-pointer back at ya. Number 12, Geiske.
Dawson Boyd slow to get back on defense. Led to a wide-open three-pointer and an answer for Red Lake County.
69-61 is your score. Folks, there's 3 minutes to play. Right now, 3 minutes on the clock. And it's an 8-point lead for Dawson Boyd. And they have the possession. Gunner to Boyd. 10 seconds on him. Down low to Hassett. Scores! Woo!
Great ball movement around that 1-3-1 zone by Dawson Boyd.
10-point lead. Service dead in the paint. Forces up a shot. Hassett with the rebound. Jackson's playing. Oh, lob down the point. Underneath. Scores! And the Blackjacks have their biggest lead of the night.
And it's at 12-73-61 with 2:15 to play.
Can't believe the Rebels coaching call a timeout. With 2:07 to go. 2:06, 2:04. Dawson Boyd fans are on their feet. Can you hear them? 73-61. Jackson down low to Gunner. Scores! And he's fouled!
And Gunner Liebel starting to pick it up after only having 2 points in the first half. He's up to 9 now with a chance to make it 10.
75-61. Boy, Blackjack caught fire here in the last minute and a half, haven't they?
Yeah, really picked it up. It was 63-58. Now they're on a 12-3 run. Chance to make it a 13-3 run with the free throw by Liebel.
And we got a timeout on the floor by the Rebels. It's 75-61 with a minute 50 to go. We'll be back after a word for our fine sponsors.
Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated in Mineota is here to help. Pete's Electric Motor has now brought in the starter and alternators for ag and construction equipment. Pete's Electric repairs electric motors and has new and used electric motors on hand. Pulleys and belts, all your air needs, dryers, hoses, fittings, and cast air compressors. Pete's also has new and used pallet racking. Pete's Electric Motor, with over 25 years of experience, just a mile and a half north of Mineota on County Road 3. Give Brandon a call at 507-872-5188. Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Mineota.
Hanson Dental Clinic, located in Dawson, would like to remind you that even when your kids are young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important, and you can help your children follow these guidelines for healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle. Floss every day. Use a fresh section of floss for each tooth. Move floss around teeth in a C shape. Slide the floss up and down between teeth slowly. And most importantly, have a regular checkup. And you can schedule your checkup today with Hanson Dental Clinic by calling 320-769-4756. That's 320-769-4756. Dr. Tom Hanson, Dr. Dentistry, Hanson Dental Clinic, located downtown Dawson.
All right, Gunner Liebel just made his free throw. It's 76-61. And a basket there by number 15, Gullenrod, for the Rebels. Folks, there's a minute 25 to go in the state semifinal game. And the Blackjacks have a 76-63 lead. Now we got a foul on the Rebels, right?
Yep, a foul on Red Lake County. And it looks like Bo Johnson going to check in for Jackson Hassett. So Red Lake County, they're at 16 fouls now. One more and Dawson Boyd will be in the bonus.
Winner gets cherry tomorrow afternoon. Down low, here's Carson, almost lost the ball. gets it back to Yamlin. Gunnar Liebel, the Blackjack's going to run the shot clock down. And now the Rebels going to have to foul.
They foul Drew Yamlin. He'll go to the free throw line. He's one of two so far on today.
What a game for Drew. What's his stats look like?
He's got 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 8 assists and 3 blocks.
And he missed the free throw. Rebounded there by Geitske. Up to Sherbistad. Sherbistad with a 3-point shot. Rattled in and out. And Stratton is there for the rebound, and Carson is fouled with a minute, 3 kicks left. Is this fun or what?
Stratton going to the free throw line. First trip to the free throw line this afternoon.
Now, the Rebels, they did play Cherry earlier in the season, didn't they?
Yep, Rebels played Cherry, and they gave Cherry their lone loss on the season, a 78-77 win for Red Lake County.
So Cherry is beatable. And Carson Stratton with the free throw.
Shot by Carson to step up to the free throw line and knock down first big free throw after not being to the line all day.
77-63. Can Carson make it 78? And he does. 78 points for the Blackjacks. And they will play in the state championship game tomorrow. 58 seconds to play. Long three-pointer. Good. By number 24, Duden. What a game for him.
He's up to 30 points now.
And, the Rebels going to choose to foul here. 78-66, 47 seconds left. Well, the three-pointers, you pile three, four of them up quick. That's a big chunk there. But what a game for Boyk, Halstead, Yamlin. It's a team win today. Liebel, just fantastic. And Boyk's free throw is good.
He now has 27 points after scoring 31 yesterday.
He's got to be tired. They better go to bed early tonight. And the second free throw is good by Brayson Boyk. The Rebels are going to come down. They'll have to shot three-pointers here. They're not. They're going to kick it out to number 12, Geiske, for three. That won't go. And the rebound by the Rebels with 35 seconds to go. Sherbistad with a three-pointer. That won't go. Boyk with the rebound, and they're going to foul him. And we'll walk down to the other end and shoot the free throws. And the Dawson Boyk fans can hear it now. They stand to their feet. Can you hear the Blackjack fans here at Williams Arena? Well, Cherry has been ranked number one most of the season, if not all season. The Blackjack ranked number two. And Boyk's free throw is no good.
And looks like Red Lake County is going to empty the bench.
Red Lake County will play Nevis for the third place game at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at Concordia. And they get a nice hand from their fans that are sitting below us here. And Brayson Boyk at the line with a second free throw. And he missed that one. Rebounded by the Rebels with 25 seconds to play. 25 seconds on the clock. And the Rebels go down low, 19 seconds. Got their substitutes in. And a shot put up by the Rebels. No good by Stratton. 10 seconds. 8 seconds. 5 seconds. And the Blackjacks are going to play for a state championship tomorrow at noon, right back here at Williams Arena, with an 80-66 win over Red Lake County.
Please note that game is at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, the championship game?
Yep, championship's at 11 o'clock.
My fault. 11 o'clock. Don't tune in at noon. Tune in at 11. Big win for the Blackjacks, Mitch.
It's a great win for Dawson Boyk. They get to go to the championship game and rematch Cherry, their lone Class A loss of the season, a 6-point loss in their second game of the season. and a big moment for Dawson Boyd.
Huge moment for the Blackjacks. You know, the fans were going nuts. I don't know if you can hear them. They're still cheering the Blackjacks as they're done shaking the Red Lake County players' hands. And a lot of blacks tonight in this arena. And the Blackjacks are going into the locker room. And they just won a state semifinal final game, 80-66. We'll take a break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here along with Mitchell Stilty. It was an 80-66 win for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks in this Class A state semifinal game over Red Lake County Rebels. And your thoughts on the whole game there, Mitchell?
It was a great job by Dawson Boyd. Much better shooting the ball today than yesterday. They didn't have the foul trouble to deal with like they did yesterday. Red Lake County, they kept it close. It was 63-58. 63-58, and then Dawson Boyd ends up outscoring them 17-8 in the final 4 minutes of play.
All right, let's go through the Dawson Boyd stats quickly. We got Drew Yamlin Grayson Boyk led the Blackjacks with 28 points. He had 6 rebounds. Drew Yamlin, 17 points, 13 rebounds. Jackson Hasted, 15 points and 8 rebounds for Hasted. And Liebel with 10 points and 4 rebounds. And so that is your final score here. We're going to try to get into the press room here, so we're going to wrap it up here quickly, Mitchell. And we'll be on the air a little before 11 o'clock tomorrow. It'll be Dawson Boyd and Cherry for the state championship.
Yep, it'll be a fun one tomorrow, and that game again starting at 11 o'clock.
All right, thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you tomorrow from Williams Arena for the state championship.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. State basketball coverage on Q92 brought to you by A&B Auto in Dawson, Highway 212 Liquor, Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, FM Bank, Fiesta City Liquor, Lean Lumber, Strand Agency, B. Johnson Electric, CCM Health, Heather Nursery, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Family Eye Care, Miller Services Incorporated, Mindac Roofing, Drewell Electric, Dawson Dairy Queen, Pizza Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry Dawson, Farmers Union Oil Company, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Heartland Motor Company of Morris, Olson Dray Service, Erickson Chevrolet, the Dawson Veterinary Clinic,
Greater Community Credit Union, Madison Family Chiropractic, Dawson Drug and Gifts. State basketball action brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services, the Dryer Doctors, Clean Side Portable Restrooms, Livestock Systems in Dawson, Hometown Grounds, Edward Jones and Company, Olson Plumbing and Heating, Anderson Tavis Funeral Home, Roslager Concrete, American Surplus, Lee Motor Company, Swedzinski for House, Sather Building Supplies, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Genio Turkey Store, WD Tours, UFB Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hoover Law Office, Myers Electric and Infrared, Cliff Bisman Incorporated, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martin's and Pioneer Seeds, The Rusty Duck in Dawson, Cirrus Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tim's Food Pride, and Grace Haven Assistant Living. Thanks for joining us for Boys State Basketball Action right here on Q92 with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silvey.